Welcome to Agents of Smooch. We are beginning a new romantic adventure with a whole new group of characters. With our second session of the romantic role-playing game, Warmer in Winter, from Will Lentz. I am director Annette Weirstra, and playing the matchmaker again today. And we have six agents joining us for this romantic RPG adventure, starting with Agent Kathy Campbell. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, director. I am so excited to be here, and I am playing the beloved. Her name is Betty Gray, and she is a coffee shop cafe owner called the Romeo Cafe, which is a cat cafe in Hopewood Springs.
The best kind of cafe, honestly. Of course. And we also have joining us Agent Will Wagner. I believe this is the first time you have joined us on Agents of Spooch, Will.
My first mission, yes. Thank you.
Yes, awesome. We've just thrown you right in. Tell us about your character.
I am playing Cameron, the bestie. I am the whimsical barista at the Romeo Cafe.
Excellent. And we also have Agent James Thompson. Hello, James.
Hello. I am playing Magnus McLeod, not going for stereotypes at all. he's currently between jobs. He used to be a handyman at City Hall. He is dashing, or the dashing, and has two adopted kids, Max and Mina.
Excellent. We also have Agent Kirsten Gorick. Hello, Kirsten.
Hello, director. I am very excited to be playing the busybody today. Her name is Matilda Peabody, and I have made her mayor of Hopewood Springs, because that's how I roll.
So ooh, you just won an election in the last few weeks.
Right. Yeah, no big deal. I like being in charge. I like being plugged into what's going on in my town. I use my powers for good. Ever since I got engaged myself to my fiancé, Amberly, I just want everyone to be coupled and happy and in love so that the whole town is cheerful all the time. I'm also the youngest and hottest mayor in history.
I expect nothing less.
Canon accepted.
Yes. And Agent Shelley Brisbane. Hello, Shelley.
Hello, director, and thanks for having us all. I am Stella Stevens. I am the screwball. I'm a mechanic. I operate from a mobile van, so I will come around and fix your vehicular needs. People have suggested that I should get my own premises, or even that I should name my business, but I just haven't gotten around to it. It's a lot of work and paper. It's hard. People know me. I mean, they'll find me if they need me. I hope.
I love it. And finally, Agent Jean McDonald. Hello.
Hello. Hello, director and fellow agents. I am very excited to be today playing the role of the rival. I'm Rebecca Harper, real estate agent and proprietor of Hopewood Springs Elite Properties. And I... So I have a business, but my business is everybody else's business, but I'm not the busybody. I know something about every piece of property on this board, and I'm very, very good at real estate, and I'm very, very, you know, outgoing and all the things you associate with your top real estate, elite real estate agents. But I am also looking for a match, and I'm willing to do what it takes to get them.
Excellent. I think we're going to have fun with this group of characters. We had fun with our last group, and we had no idea. It's just like now, we have no idea what's going to happen, but we're going to have some fun with it. Picture it. A small, quaint town of Hopewell Springs. The camera rolls through the main square where the idyllic stores line the street. You might notice posters plastered in the windows offering midnight tours to find Bigfoot. You definitely see the colorful posters advertising the annual Valentine Dance. It is a bright and sunny day, and we swerve over into the City Hall where we are in the mayor's chambers. And we are going to open with our group of characters all clustered in the mayor's office listening to some news from our mayor, Matilda Peabody. Does our mayor like to be called Matilda or Sir or Mayor or...
Sir Matilda. No, I'm kidding.
Your Highness.
Yeah, Your Royal Empress. You can just call me Matilda because I'm laid back and cool. I'm the cool mayor. No, I'm not like, what's his face from Gilmore Girls? I'm a cool mayor.
I'm not like other mayors.
Exactly.
So I believe Mayor Matilda was about to deliver some news.
Yes. Thank you all for joining me here in my fantastic office. I hope you guys like the decor. Please have a seat. I do have some troubling news that just came across my desk. Unfortunately, we are unable to use the Cafe Angelica for our annual Valentine's Day dance. And I know the dance is only several days away, and this is very concerning news. But as your mayor, it is my job to keep you all safe. And unfortunately, we have concerns about the number of people who have said they are coming to the event. It is a higher number than we used to, thanks to my tourism budget. And we are worried about fire codes and safety. The space is just too small. We can't accommodate everyone. So it's one of those, like, we're awesome, but we also have a problem situations. So I brought some of you together. I know some of you are small business owners here in the town. Some of you just happen to know lots of things about lots of places in the town. I'm hoping we can figure out a solution and save the dance and the day.
Well, yeah, I do have a question, which is, how many people do we have? And, yeah, that's my first question, Mayor. Matilda, of course, Matilda, but please call me Miss Harper.
Cameron's giving you the side eye.
if before we start trying to figure out where our dance can be, we kind of have to know what to expect. And I also, I've totally forgotten. It slipped my mind. Who was the chair of the dance committee this year? I know it wasn't me.
Oh, damn.
I was last year, and that didn't go very well, so I don't want to talk about it.
We did not invite you back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, and I'm a little fussed about it, but I'm just, you know, keeping my cool.
Well, I mean, I don't really care who's the chair because, of course, I have my own ideas of how this ought to go. The problem I have is that it definitely has to be an indoor event, given our typical weather patterns in February. So otherwise, an outdoor event in Hopewood Park would be awesome, and maybe we should think about planning one for the summer. So if we need a larger place, the only place I can think of that would be set up for this is the Rosewood Inn. Do I have to move to get somebody to do something?
Maybe this could be making a move of proposing the Rosewood Inn to the mayor. So you get to roll with your charm.
Okay, my charm
is two dice.
Only plus one.
It's because you said Miss Harper.
Yeah.
Yeah. No charm for you.
I have negative spirit, so. I have rolled a 4 and a 4. That's an 8. Plus 1 for charm is 9. Still doesn't... Well,
you succeed in that Kirsten's character can choose to give a heartstring to you or respond in one of those three mm-hmm. ways, which you can interpret how you want in those 6 situations, Kirsten.
I do think it's a good idea to ask the Rosewood Inn to host. So I'm not getting flustered. I'm not promising to do anything for you, obviously. So I guess I'm going to give you a heartstring hesitantly and agree with your idea that that's our next best option. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So then, Jean, you can mark that you have a heartstring with Matilda.
Okay.
Which you can later tug.
Okay. And we'll cut. Just kidding.
Foreshadowing.
Well, and I have concerns about the food situation. The Cafe Angelica always provides just a wonderful selection for the small events that we've had. However, I don't know if they're quite up to the task of providing an extended menu for such a large group. Whereas I have experience in providing catering for weddings and funerals and other parties. In fact, you'll remember, Mayor Matilda, that I provided for your whatever crowning ceremony that mayors have.
It was a crowning ceremony. Thank you for remembering.
Of course. It's deeply, deeply embedded in all of my memories. I thought that I was very successful in providing that large audience of attendees with wonderful food and drinks. My employee that I definitely remember his name, and I would be more than happy to provide the refreshments for this event.
Cameron would like to add.
Yes.
We could also supply the cats.
Yes.
What kind of dance doesn't have cats?
I agree. I think cats are essential, and I think each person should be issued a cat to join in with them at the dance, because
this is why you were taken off the chair committee.
I resemble that remark so much.
Maybe just the single people at the dance get a cat.
Or it allows for a great experience for everyone, whether they have someone that they have their eye on or not, so nobody feels alone. They don't get to leave cats with the cats, of course, because those cats are employees of mine. However, they are able to adopt them if we go through the entire process. But, you know, this is just because I am here to provide the best experience for the cats as well as the humans in town.
Are the cats regular employees, or do they get 1099s?
their payments are in the form of room and board, so that translate to more of a 1099 status, mainly because they are not legal adults, so they cannot sign an employment waiver.
My cats are all legal adults.
Well, interesting.
They live in the van with me.
Very, very happy for you. Ours have a little bit of a different situation. But either way, we provide good food for everybody.
I can attest to that. So would
Kathy, I'm going to actually make you roll and say that you on your sheet have an inspiring move. And mm-hmm. I feel like you are trying to inspire change here.
Absolutely. So I rolled a 10.
Ooh. So that you also get your spirit addition.
Yeah, that's with the spirit. I rolled an 8.
So that means
I have 2 spirit.
You succeed and you win this new contract.
Well done, you. You can bring the cats if they are in a different room from wherever the food is being prepared and where the food is being eaten.
Oh, of course. We obviously have, you know, passed all of our whatever the health code things are.
I'm just so busy.
You know, Cameron's just wonderful at making sure that everything is clean and up to date.
Magnus was going to just raise a point, and he will, of course, be remembered as he used to be the handyman at this very city hall.
Oh, no. Oh, yes, I do remember you, Magnus.
That handyman.
Until he left in mysterious circumstances some years ago. So Magnus will just say, you know, obviously this dance isn't kind of my kind of thing, but it's really for my kids. They're so keen, they want to go. So I want to help them to make this event happen. So, you know, even though I don't work here anymore, I'd like to sort of offer my services for any sort of technical sides to this, you know, the sort of AV gear, that kind of thing. If you'll have me to do the work.
We would appreciate any and all help, of course.
You see, I didn't need to roll anything to convince you.
Like, I was like, I'm checking. Do you have? Oh, you know what? You can say, you can roll and say you have resources.
That's what I was going to
Yeah.
Yes.
So you could give a heartstring or remove status or hurt, which no one has yet. We have not hurt each other yet.
Yeah.
So you could you could build a heartstring between you and another character.
Well, I think since I'm trying to convince the mayor, I guess it's a heartstring with the mayor.
Feeling very popular right now.
He wanted the power
I love
and attention.
This job.
Yes.
All right. So, what should I roll for this? Is it?
I don't think you have to roll. I think you are following it. One of your obligations is like you are offering this sort of to help your kids and this community. So.
So the
you have like a superpower, really.
Is this heartstring basically a one-way thing? So
I think it is. So like if you give her a heartstring, you can so then she can now pull it on you, right? Tug your heartstring and have you do something.
Right.
Okay, so it's I have it. I mark it down for Magnus.
Yeah, so I
have
And
I also
nothing.
Mark it down for Jean, for Miss Harper.
Yes.
I'm feeling very powerful. Go on.
So the mayor can pull my heartstring, but I can't pull it in my direction. Oh.
You're going to have to wait.
You sound disappointed by that, Ms. Harper.
I'm giving many more heartstrings away.
Are you sure you both aren't single?
Oh, I realize I'm supposed to start with two heartstrings to someone.
Oh, yeah. Who is your bestie?
I'm the bestie. It's probably Betty.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Betty, you have a heartstring to everyone, right?
To everyone, yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Because I'm beloved by all.
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I also have two heartstrings on someone who I know a secret about them.
Ooh.
Do you know where Magnus was this whole time? Is that the secret that you know?
Maybe that is a good secret for her to know.
I am not giving away information for free.
I'll tell you, Cameron, I'm sure, has been spreading all kinds of rumors about where Magnus was the whole time, including that he was a pirate.
That seems actually surprisingly
It's the
accurate.
iPad. I know.
I will promise to do something. I'm going to help Magnus with the... I feel like, especially since we're changing venues, we're probably going to have some... more challenges than we expect. And I have a mechanical background, so a mechanic background. And so even though we're probably not going to be driving cars right into the dance or anything, I feel like I've got something to offer. And I sincerely want to do that. I promise to do something for you. I promise to have your back, Magnus.
Oh, I appreciate that. I mean, I don't think you need to convince me of that. I think any help is good. We need to make sure that this dance happens.
Yes, that's true. And secretly speaking to myself so nobody can hear, I know that I'm very sincere in my efforts, but sometimes my follow-through is a little weak. So maybe together, Magnus and I can get this done.
So roll your dice to see if this intention
matches the result, all right?
Yes.
We have 10 plus...
It's plus charm.
So it's a total of 11.
So you now have a heartstring to Magnus. And Magnus, now you can choose to give a heartstring or you can choose to one of those three reactions.
What were the reactions again? Just
share an intimate moment, promise to do something, get flustered and abashed.
I think I'm going to promise to do something. I mean, do I have to promise something specific, or is this just an IOU?
You can just go with it.
Okay. I think just go with it then.
Yeah. Say, like, basically you have an IOU
sometime
in the future.
Ooh.
Which hopefully will not get called in at some terrible moment.
No, of course not.
That probably won't happen.
Excellent. And Will, do you have a...
Yeah, Cameron... suddenly has a flash of inspiration and proclaims, "We need holiday-themed bells for the cats," and takes off out the door.
So roll to
take
off.
I'm rolling to take off. I have rolled a 10.
Ooh, well, then you do just neatly take off.
Stella looks after him longingly and wishes that she had thought of it.
perhaps now we can see where all of your characters decide to go after this conversation. You sort of have a plan. You have a caterer. What are you going to do now?
Who owns the inn? Is it NPCs?
Yes.
So I need to find out if they can do this.
Somebody needs to go and ask them.
Should I wish upon a star? Like, how do we do
that? Or you could go there. You could, like, just walk over there.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm just going to say non-selfish things.
I mean, you can wish upon a star, but you could also...
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trek over there.
I'm going over to the Romeo Cafe.
I was thinking that would be an interesting place to check
out. I have a concern I need to sort out with the proprietress.
Well, of course, I go back to work with Cameron on the heart-shaped bells or holiday-shaped bells, which are probably hearts because that would make sense since it's Valentine's Day dance.
I would also like Cupid-shaped bells.
I don't know. Christmas trees could be fun and quirky.
You don't want anything too jaggy that will affect
That's
your cats,
a good
though.
Point.
Right.
I accept that.
Excellent. Let's start with the mayor going to the Rosewood Inn and anyone who would go with her, but...
Well, we're
going
to walk past the cafe anyway to get there, so I figured...
Yeah, we could all just go toward the cafe and the mayor could go off beyond there.
Sure.
So we all walk out awkwardly as a group.
After saying goodbye to each other.
Let's say everyone except for the mayor goes into the Romeo Cafe. So what are you doing there?
Apart from trying to come up with a pun involving Juliet and cats in my head. But so far I have... Not very much. So.
I'm just talking to everybody about all the really interesting cat videos I've seen on TikTok. I see your eyes rolling, but I'm going to keep talking to you about it because I really think they're so cute.
I'm pointing to the videos that are playing all of the TikTok videos were talking about.
Oh, okay. Well.
And I'm just getting annoyed because this whole cat idea was not what I had in mind when I suggested the Rosewood Inn. I thought we were going... elegant and upscale, which would of course help, you know, the overall reputation of Hopewood Springs as a place where the elite meet and greet, and instead we're going to have a bunch of cats and cat hair and sneezing and God knows what else.
You could go with this feeling and let her have it.
Oh, I could do that. One of my starting moves is called Join the Contest. Choose a competitor. And after our first round, I'm pretty sure I know who my competitor is. But I don't know. It could still be Matilda. I haven't decided which one I want to overthrow first. So yeah, let's let her have it.
So roll a dice.
Okay, so I'm rolling two dice, and it includes my bold points, which I have two. Let's see what happens. I rolled a 6 and a 6.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
I thought I was pretty pissed off.
Get those feelings out. And yes. Tell Betty how you really feel.
Yeah, Louise.
Betty, if we could have a quiet word over here, of away course. From the cats and the TikTok and everything.
Away from the cats?
Yes, away from the cats.
Okay.
I don't think
that's a place that exists in this.
I was assured that there was a very health code friendly division between.
Yeah. What experience do you have with health codes? Because clearly we are fine. So I don't know what you're expecting, but continue on.
I'm not here about the health code. I am here to say, is there any way you can cater the event and leave the cats at home? Because cats are lovely if you like cats and their pets. They are not appropriate dance partners. They are not appropriate future mates. And I think that you overstepped in... including the cats in your bid to cater the Valentine's dance. And I think something's going on with you and Matilda. Otherwise, she would have been a little bit more circumspect when listening to your request. So there.
She rolled high enough that you are going to be choked with emotion, Kathy.
Well, hold on, because... Cameron has a move called Better Me Than You, which allows him to take hurt for someone else.
Oh.
So at this point, Cameron has sort of overheard this conversation and physically steps between them and says, excuse me, ma'am. But if you're not going to order something, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
And I guess I roll with control.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a 10.
Oh, wow.
I get hurt instead of them, but reduce it by 1.
I was going to give that a 2 because she rolled so high. So you get 2 hurts. I'm sorry, Cameron.
But she's sorry.
Well, that's one way to take out a love rival is to have them throw themselves.
The emotional damage hits hard.
That's why she's the beloved. Yes.
I was going to say, Magnus overheard this whole conversation and was about to sort of rush in and try and comfort Betty, but no need, apparently.
I mean, you can't comfort Cameron.
Cameron wouldn't say no to that.
My move is my nose where it doesn't belong. Because they went outside to have this conversation, and I, of course, skulked over to the window to eavesdrop. And I have feelings. So do I need to roll then? Because I'm taking Betty's side for sure, because the more cat-themed and wacky this event is, the happier I am. And I think Miss Harper should just cool her jets is what I think should happen. And so I'm all on Betty's side, which I don't mean to pile on, but when cats are involved.
Beloved. She is the beloved.
When cats are involved, and
even
when it's
I
beloved,
like her.
I hang out at the Romeow Cafe, you know, sometimes with a cat like on top of my head and stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, it's my place. These are my people.
I like this storyline a lot. I think when I read your move as like you can just poke your nose in, and when you do, you get someone involved in the situation gets a heartstring on you. So you can go and get into the middle of that conversation and tell whomever, perhaps Miss Harper, what you feel.
So, Miss Harper, I feel like, and I hope you appreciate that I'm using your preferred nomenclature, because I could call you something else, but I'm basically a nice person. I'm just a little wacky, but I'm basically a nice, sincere person. But cats are awesome, and people like cats, and I think cats can sometimes be conducive to romance. So I think you should stop thinking about this as an elite event and think about it as an event where people's emotions can be fully on display. And if that involves having cats there, then I think we should have more of them. And so I'm taking Betty's side. She's my friend, and she runs a great business.
Yeah.
Betty now has an additional heartstring to you.
Aww.
I vote for so there being the indication that the let them have it round is come to an end.
Kathy, you have not made a move yet.
I've just overwhelmed by the amount of support that everyone has given me in front of this really traumatic incident, because I have had a connection with Miss Harper. You know, we've known each other for years. She helped me purchase the building for the cafe. I didn't realize that she had such a loathing for cats to have this sort of a reaction. And so I'm about to burst into tears before Cameron comes in to save the day. And I'm just like so just emotionally overwhelmed with not having directly attacked by Miss Harper, thankfully. And then having Stella come behind and support as well. I'm just like, oh, thank you guys so much. I think that the cats really would have so much fun, and we all know that it can really ease the nerves that people can have to talk to each other if they're bonding over how cute these little kittens are when they're playing with things. And I just think it could be really conducive to breaking the ice with people that might be a little bit nervous. So I know, Miss Harper, that you really prefer something more elegant. Maybe we can do that for our 4th of July celebration or our St. Patrick's Day or something. But I really think that Valentine's Day, you know, you don't have to love another person. It can be a cat as well.
This could be another inspiring move from you, if you like.
Yeah, I will roll my inspiration. 9 plus 2 to spirit, 11.
That means Miss Harper is going to do, perhaps nominally, what you suggest. Do you have any reaction to that, Miss Harper?
I feel like I'm in a Hallmark movie, and in any second now, somebody's going to put a little kitten in my path, and I'm going to adopt it.
We're only at the beginning of the movie, Miss Harper. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But Miss Harper detests Hallmark movies, so she's like, what is this? A freaking Hallmark movie. I am not. I don't have a strong feeling about cats, per se. I like cats fine. I have a strong feeling about real estate values and cat hair in my food. That's all. But am I inspired to... I'm not going to... Obviously, I lose this fight. I have the whole town against me.
you basically lose it for now.
How did you become a Hallmark villain so quickly?
It's the all black outfit. I'm sure that's what threw it off. And the tight bun and maybe like the glasses. And like a single pearl necklace.
I was going to say pearls have to
I'm be. I'm just going to say that Betty seems to have a clear fantasy about what Miss Harper looks like.
Opposites attract.
Well, my character does have this sense that, you know, there's a lot of obligations that my character has and feels that, you know, people need to be protected and all this. So yes, I'm gonna use my resources to see if I can do something to help Cameron and the whole cafe, really.
Including the cats who
really it's about the cats. I will point out that Magnus is suspiciously well dressed for somebody who doesn't seem to have any actual source of income.
He's a pirate.
I think you all get bonus points if you start naming cats, but I'm just I have no points to give. I'm just gonna say, in my mind, I would give you bonus points if you start naming cats that you like.
Ghost points. Ghost points.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, would you like these alphabetical?
You know, just weave them into the narrative that you are building.
Okay.
We are going to leave you thinking about cat names for me, and shift over to the Rosewood Inn, where our mayor is meeting with the proprietors there. The Rosewood Inn is a cozy inn, exactly the sort of inn you would expect to see in such a quaint town such as this. And there is cozy fireplace. There is quiet corners and nooks, which are good for canoodling. There is guest rooms covered in quilts and blankets. And sitting at the front desk, you have a woman with slightly graying hair who is flipping through the books and the computer and doing something that seems like she's doing work.
It seems like she isn't doing work.
She is doing work. She's like puttering away behind
the desk.
She's
not playing Candy Crush on her phone while pretending to do work. She's actually doing work.
All right. So I am going to approach the woman whose name I would know, but I don't know in the moment.
It is Donna. We will let you know that it is Donna.
I know Donna. Hi, Donna. How's your day going?
Oh, good. Hello, Mayor Matilda. It is so lovely to see you today. She kind of looks at her watch a little bit. It says, What is up? What can I do for you?
You know, you're very busy and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do have a favor to ask.
Okay.
So you may have heard about the upcoming annual Valentine's Day dance that we hold every year.
I am familiar with it. Honestly, I never miss it. I go to all the events in town. I am a person with good town spirit.
I know you are, Donna. That's why I came to you. So here's the issue. We were supposed to hold it at the Angelica Cafe, and something has happened. We have too many people attending. We're not able to safely host the event there. And someone suggested that perhaps your inn would be willing to step up and host instead.
She says, okay. And she flips open her computer and starts click-clacking away. You know, like when you go to an airline and you don't really know what they're doing, but they seem to be doing important things. And she's like, what day is that?
It's February 14th, this coming Saturday.
Yes, Saturday the 14th.
All we would ask of you is to open up a large space to host the dance. We don't need to worry about the hotel rooms. Although if you have some available and the dance goes well, you never know.
Yes, well, we're quite booked that weekend because, you know, it is a weekend for people to want a little getaway. But it looks like we can make it's a little difficult because you're not giving me a lot of notice here.
I know, and I apologize for that. If I had any other option, I wouldn't be bothering you.
Okay, well, I think we can make it work. I need to confirm with my husband, Richard, but yeah, I think we will pencil you in for the dance in the Oakwood room.
Oh, you are a lifesaver.
All of their rooms are named after trees.
We love it. It's quirky. It's great. Thank you so much. Please do check with Richard. Let my office know. We really appreciate it. I would owe you one. You don't have to worry about the catering. It's being taken care of. So it's just really, we need you to provide the space.
Isn't the Angelica Cafe doing the catering?
Actually, no. Since they weren't able to host, we've had to make some changes.
Oh, she looks a little suspicious at this. Well, who's doing the catering then?
The Romeo Cafe.
Oh, my neighbors. Yes, I see. Okay, that's fine.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your help. The whole town owes you a big one.
Yes, you do, actually. I will remember this. Thanks.
Not a problem. That was very easy. I didn't have to roll or anything.
You didn't.
You didn't. I just talked my way through it.
You did.
Do you want me to try and do something else?
We should probably make you roll just to see if
see if it actually worked.
If you're convincing me.
Convincing.
All right. So we'll roll a move.
What if I fail now after all of that?
Well, then I will have some
no
good
pressure.
Excuses.
Yeah, I only got a 5. Wait, a 6. So I failed.
While you were talking to Donna, Richard comes out and says, "What is this about?" And Donna explains the situation. And he's like, "I'm sorry, but we have a wedding booked in that hall. I don't think we have the space."
Do you have any other hall spaces available?
We have one, but it only fits about 50 people. It's the much smaller Willow Room.
Matilda is trying to think on her feet. The wedding is happening on Saturday.
It is Saturday from 6 until they finish.
Right, of course. Okay. Well, I appreciate you trying to help, and we will just have to figure something else out.
I wish you luck, she says. They say, and they wave goodbye and then, you know, ignore you.
Rude.
Mm-hmm. What shall our characters do next?
Well, I guess the bear probably needs to come and report back to us that all this happened, right? Because we don't know yet.
We're just petting cats.
Right. We're having a good time. I'm regaling you with stories about Pinky, the cat that's on my head most of the time.
I'm just soothing everybody's hurt.
I'm on my cell phone making appointments.
Can I march over to the cafe and
absolutely
see if I can get someone to give me another option?
I like the idea that you're the mayor, so you just march imperiously everywhere.
Well, she's wearing a crown, after all.
Marching costs extra.
Hi, mayor. You look down in the mouth. What's wrong?
May I hand you Binks?
Binks? Yes, please. I do need some pets. I'm a little flustered. I'm not going to lie.
You look stressed. Here, have Binks.
Thank you. Hello, kitty cat. All right. I'm just going to get down to it. We can't use the inn. They have a wedding booked for this weekend, and they aren't able to offer us their largest ballroom.
Oh, no.
Cameron drops the cat that he's holding in shock.
It lands on his feet.
Skitters away.
Did you talk to Richard or just to Donna?
I talked to them both. Donna originally thought they could make it work, and then Richard came in and said no.
I'm supposed to fix Richard's truck, and I really haven't had time. But if it would help, I could put him a little further ahead in the queue. In fact, I could get started on it right away if you feel like Richard would be open to pressure or, you know, bribery or whatever.
You know, I really appreciate that, but I'm worried that if they cancel a wedding that's been planned for who knows how long, it could really hurt their business, and that would hurt the town too, and I don't want to ask them to do that.
Magnus has just decided that this cat is called Julie Pet.
Approved.
But he's mostly just sitting there listening to this conversation, and it's hard to express it, but his face just has this very conflicted look.
Magnus, didn't you just move into a very large mansion in the outskirts of Hopewood Springs?
It's not a mansion as such.
Unincorporated exurbs of Hopewood Springs.
I mean, I would like to help, but I think it's impossible.
What? Impossible? Why? I mean, I've just looked up your real estate record here online, and it seems that you have something on the order of 10,000 square feet at your disposal. No, I can't do the conversion fast enough.
It's a really big house.
A really, really big house in metric.
So I am going to do a takeoff.
What? Wow. So, wait. Don't make me march after you, Magnus.
I just rolled 10 and what's my quirk? My quirk is minus one, so it's a 9.
You're causing a stir on the way out.
I accidentally leave a house key, but when you see this house key, it's actually, you know, about sort of 8 inches long, made of brass. And it's just lying, and a cat is playing with it, but I've run off.
Mm-hmm. Who finds the house key?
Oh, Bubba, what are you playing with over there? Give that back to Julie Pet. Oh, this isn't one of our toys. I wonder if Magnus left this.
It's gold.
This is clearly brass.
It's
rolled badly on your metallurgy.
Right.
Investigation. I wonder which house he purchased. I wonder where it's located.
You know, real estate records are public in this.
Maybe it's haunted.
If this was, you know, this is not 17th or 18th century Britain here. We have public real estate records, and here's Magnus McLeod's lot and home and property taxes, all for us to explore. But what we really want to know is his address, I think, so we can go have a look ourselves. What do you say?
I think that's.
And by which you mean return his keys. Isn't that what you mean?
I mean,
of course, clearly.
Return his keys.
I don't know if we should all bombard him on his doorstep. Kind of feels like a pitchfork situation brewing a little bit.
Maybe just the mayor?
I was going to say just Betty who found the key. That seems appropriate.
I'm clearly beloved.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, actually. Betty, if you have time, I don't want to impose. I know you're in a business.
Yes.
But if you had time to run the key back to him, I think he'd appreciate that. You did find it after all.
I can absolutely trust the cafe in Cameron's capable hands. He, in fact, makes the absolute best apple turnovers. So if you... Cameron, I know you've been looking to, you know, create a new recipe. Maybe this would be a great chance for you to test something out.
I have several pages of ideas.
Wonderful. I know. You're always so creative, Cameron.
I think you're taking off.
I think you're taking off.
We're going to say that your turn is taken off.
Do I roll?
Roll for it.
5, 10, minus 1 is a 9.
So you also get out, but can choose one of those options for what... slows you down slightly.
Don't leave the key behind.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone will just keep leaving the key
the
behind.
The game will never end.
Never get back where it's supposed to go.
The cat keeps stealing it. I'm going to cause a stir because, of course, all of the cats are sad when I leave. And so they're all twirling around my feet, and I fall on my face and then get covered with kittens and finally extricate myself. And close the door safely behind me. It's a double door situation, kind of like when you go to the zoo and there's birds and you have make sure there's nobody in the middle space. And then I escape.
Excellent. So what are the rest of you going to do in the meantime? Are you going to do anything before we shift and follow Betty off to see Magnus?
I think me and Miss Harper need to have a little chat about some other ideas. She was so set on the inn, and I'm surprised she didn't know about the wedding.
I am too. I think there isn't a wedding.
Especially since it was your niece.
Just kidding. I think my character is worse than this character sheet leads me to believe.
I can't decide whether to sort of get in Cameron's way while he's working on recipes or to doodle ideas for cat-themed decorations for the party. Because I haven't told anybody this, but I have this whole idea for decorations that match the fact that we're going to have cats at the event. And I don't know that they're quite ready for it, but it's going to be great. So I'm just over here drawing things.
You can use some of that cat hair.
Make felt out of it.
I was like, you can 100% felt things out of cat hair. I know.
I feel like we need to get Miss Harper away from the animals.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think Matilda and I will go over to City Hall. Let's go back to the office.
Yes, let's.
Let's think about other options, because Magnus is very shifty.
I have some heartstrings I can pull on him if I need to.
Mm. Huh. Oh, Magnus, you're listening. Like, he's right.
You ran away, remember?
Right there.
I just left. I didn't say I went far.
Peeking around, twirling his mustache.
Literally picturing him somewhere else.
Cameron, do you want to make any moves before we follow Betty and Magnus?
Well, I think if everyone else is leaving, then there's probably a quick shot of Cameron temporarily closing the coffee shop and surreptitiously following Betty. just to make sure she's okay, because he's a little worried about her going off to see Magnus.
I wish he'd let me know he was closing before he left me inside in the back.
Let's say to resolve the situation, we'll make him take off to see if he succeeds in leaving you and locking you in like the cafe alone with the cats.
Take off is a quirk, so I got an 8.
So you are able to take off.
I accidentally forget something.
You forgot Stella. She's still out. You forget Stella.
So I'm just there. Hanging out, y'all have a good day.
You got plenty of cats.
Yes,
you'll be
lots
fine.
Of cats.
Make yourself.
They look
a
hungry.
There's probably snack
for them.
We have some very lovely cat and human cookies, peanut butter in the shape of fish.
Cameron has definitely made sure that they are in separate containers and has not gotten any.
Yes,
I'm sure. Counting on Cameron to have done that correctly.
Cameron's control is -1.
It's fine, mine's 0, so you know, really we're good.
Also -1.
This is going to be an out of control situation. Okay, so we will follow Magnus, who's being followed by Betty, who's being followed by Cameron, and see what happens.
And Oreo is following Cameron.
Oreo.
Magnus, slow down.
Magnus has reached a gate and is sort of fumbling in his pockets, trying to find a key at this point. But then he hears Betty and is, you can see the fear in his face.
Did you forget something?
Oh yes. Thank you. I must have given it to a cat when I was confused.
Is this your house? I mean, I know it is, but is it?
Oh, thank you very much for finding the key. And takes it and does a takeoff.
You're really going to get your cardio in, Betty, chasing this man all around town.
Well, roll for that then.
I rolled a 6.
Failed. You did not succeed in taking off.
So I'm a whole. He tries to grab the key from me, and I just hold on tight and am like, no.
Do you want to make a move there?
Yes. Yes. I would like to tug a heartstring. Do I lose the heartstring?
Yes, you do. So, like, you kind of spend it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a very transactional view of romance.
Isn't it?
It's a whole heartstring economy.
Seems like a very good Black Mirror episode.
Non-fungible heartstrings.
Yes. Okay. So I would like to use it to ask Magnus to please let us use his house. And so do I roll using...
I think because you're spending a heartstring that you are asking him, and he has... If I read it correctly, you don't have to roll anything.
Okay.
You just get to ask and pull on your relationship.
So Magnus, I know that you just recently came back, and clearly you're very secretive and shy about everything, but this would really just be so helpful for the entire town if you would allow us to use your home for the event.
I want to help. I really do. But there's just things that I don't want the town to know about.
I understand, but maybe there's ways that we can make it to where nobody knows that this is your house, or...
That could work. I can tell you, but you can't tell anybody else.
Of course not.
And he's standing at a gate, and there's a sort of cloth over a sign at the gate, and he sort of pulls the cloth off, and it just says in very large letters, "Welcome to Castle MacLeod."
Dun, dun, dun.
Real quick, is your last name MacLeod?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Snag him now.
So I should probably tell you a few things about myself. I was found in a basket as a baby and raised in an orphanage. And around 10 years ago, I was contacted by somebody trying to settle an estate. And turns out my mother had a certain amount of resources. And one of the things that I was left is castle, really.
Oh, well, it's beautiful. And I can definitely understand how it could be disconcerting to live your life thinking that you're one person and then completely surprised with this other turn. And I can understand how you wouldn't necessarily want the rest of the town to see that and think differently of their relationship with you. But this would be such a benefit for the town to save the day. You could use this change of status for good.
I don't want anything to change.
Kathy, I think you have to roll your inspiring move again. Yes. You're a very inspiring character.
That's why I'm beloved. 6, 7, 8, 9 plus 2, 11.
Okay, I'm pretty inspired.
What were the options under that one again?
On a 10 plus, they do as you suggest.
You're in a corner.
A really big corner in a castle.
If we can do this in a way that, you know, people don't find out, I'd be happy to, like, I want this event to go ahead. As I said, my children who are up in a tower. Of their own free will.
You've locked your children in the tower?
No, they locked themselves in. You know, it's their bedroom.
Yeah,
it's
not... they're teenagers, aren't they?
They've got one tower each. You know,
nice.
It worked out better that way. But, you know, I want to do it, but, you know, I don't want the town to sort of think... I mean, I was the handyman at City Hall, and I just want to be that.
Well, what if we cover the plaque that you have, so nobody sees that it's, you know, this is your castle, and we can make it like a fairy tale theme, little bit Cinderella. I'm trying to think of a pun that's in relation to cats and a fairy tale, and I'm coming up blank, so insert very creative name here.
I will say that the castle does have a bit of a mouse problem.
Perfect.
Which you might be able to help me with, actually.
Absolutely. We would definitely be able to take care of that for you. I would love to promise to allow my cats free reign to take care of the mice. And they get fed. So... bonus.
I was going to pose that as a problem, but
you could pose it officially.
It sounds like she's on board, so you know, I don't feel I really need to.
You could pose the "no one can know it's your place" as a problem.
Oh, that's
yes,
a good
idea. That's a good idea.
That's
yes.
A good idea.
You may, when you pose a problem, you may hinder someone. Roll your heartstrings to them. So, but I don't have any heartstrings on Betty. So, what do I do?
I think you just roll.
Doesn't everybody have one? Or she has one to everybody?
She has one on everyone. She got a sort of family pack size of...
Yes.
She went to Bulk Barn. She stocked up.
Yeah.
So should I roll?
Yeah, because it says you can do an NPC too. So you can roll that you don't have heartstrings to NPCs.
Okay. Well, I'll also roll.
So let's roll.
And... ooh. That's not good. I rolled two ones.
Ooh, snake eyes.
So you are unable to pose a problem. Oh, James, the dice are against you and your secret.
I know.
Sorry, Magnus. Meanwhile, let's see what is happening with Cameron, who was following along.
I think Cameron has followed but has only heard little pieces of this conversation and just suddenly says, Magnus is a pirate king and he locked his children in a tower. runs back to the town. So I'm going to just roll the takeoff. 8.
So you succeed, but you get to choose one of those situations.
I guess cause a stir on the way out, meaning that Magnus and Betty hear him running away because he's like hiding in a tree and like, like makes a lot of noise getting out of it.
I think this, because this is getting to our time, and yes. I believe mm-hmm. this is a good cliffhanger to leave our listeners with.
Or a tree hanger.
Yes. And you can join us again to get answers to questions such as these. Will Scylla ever get out of Romeo Cafe?
Will she be eaten by cats?
Is Magnus a pirate king keeping his children in a tower? Will this dance ever get going? Join us next time.
Agents of Smooch is part of the Incomparable Network. If you are enjoying our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the Smooch Agency, you can become a member of the Incomparable at theincomparable.com/members. Members can choose to support us and any other shows on the network, and you get extra perks like hanging out in the members-only Slack channel and bonus content such as our growing list of incomprehensible Agents of Smooch tipsy commentaries. Thank you for listening. Your next mission will be coming to you soon.